Well, it's a special Friday in Gordo's Corner because we have an in-studio guest with us. He is an actor, a talk show host. He is also a huge sports fan. It's Jerry O'Connell joining us right now. And
thank you, guys. First time, long time.
Yes, Jerry. I think that, first of all, was it your first big acting role was in Stand By Me?
My first big acting role was in Stand By Me. I'm one of the four boys in Stand By Me.
Yeah, right, along with River Phoenix and Corey Feldman and, who played...
Will Wheaton.
Don Will Wheaton, Nods. That's right.
Will Wheaton, And then it was quiet for a number of years. And then, actually, to bring it back to sports radio, my next big role was playing Frank Cushman, who was the Texas quarterback in Jerry Maguire.
Yes. So, and Bo Bridges was your dad.
Bo Bridges. And it was so funny because that film was filmed in 1994, 95, and it was right around Friday Night Lights time. So, you know, the character of Frank Cushman was sort of based on, you know, people think of Friday Night Lights as that book, but I mean, as that show, but it was actually that book that was so popular in the early 90s. And my character was placed, was based on a quarterback from Odessa, Texas. And it was really fun to play.
I broadcast games with the team from 1988, the Odessa Permian Panthers.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. How about that?
And you were so funny in that because I don't know if you guys remember the scene, but so Jerry's sitting on the couch there at their hotel room above Times Square in New York City for the draft, and you're obnoxiously strumming like this Ovation guitar, singing songs and being obnoxious while Tom Cruise, of course, is in the hotel room with you and taking the call that's... actually, another Jamie Moore, who was another guy who's on the station a lot.
Yeah, it was... It was really, you know, I'm a huge fan of the NFL. Actually, another Dallas connection with that movie. My character, Frank Cushman, in Jerry Maguire went number one in the draft. And this is where it gets a little fictional. Sorry, everyone. But he was an SMU grad.
Okay.
Too soon, everybody.
They're getting better. They've been better the last couple of years.
But at my house, our director who directed Jerry Maguire, Cameron Crowe, gave me the huge cutout that they had in the fake sort of draft day thing, and it's me in an SMU uniform throwing a football, and it's like a life size thing. And I tell my kids I was a quarterback at SMU, and they believe me. That's how dumb they are.
Stop lying to your kids, Jerry.
You gotta lie to them. Come on.
How old a kid were you for Stand By Me? How old were you when
I was 11 years old.
What was that like?
It was...
Because Rob Reiner directed it.
You know, it's funny. I, probably a lot like you guys growing up, I was, they called it in my day, hyperactive. Now it's, I guess, called ADHD, but then it was hyperactive, and I was always getting in trouble and being told to be quiet, and I remember my mom telling me to learn to sit on my hands. That was something
you're describing Gordon right now.
Yeah, you're describing me over here.
It was actually something I actively did. I sat on my hands when I went to school, and when I got Stand By Me and I got to set, I remember I did something... that was not sitting on my hands, and I immediately like stopped myself, and Rob Reiner said, no, like keep going, like more energy. Yes, love that. And it really felt very comfortable to me at a very early age.
Mm-hmm. It was a little epiphany moment that this was a good career for
you. It really was like a switch going off, you know, and like, wow, I've actually just been being me this whole time. I have to change my circumstance.
All of you kids were great in that, by the way. That was a really impactful movie. I remember watching it. I had kids who were about the same age, or they were younger at the time, but it brought me back to my own childhood, you know, going on adventures like that. And nothing quite like that, but still, it was really cool.
You know, it's really interesting because Rob Reiner, who came from television and came from All in the Family, a very famous sitcom at the time, was very good at sort of like beating out scenes and getting moments and working with actors. And our director of photography was a great DP named Thomas Del Ruth, who did Silverado and these huge westerns. So you have these kids who are acting with each other in a very naturalistic manner because of the direction of Rob Reiner. And then you have this western sort of epic cinematographer. So it's like an epic kid story. Mm-hmm. It becomes this epic grand story. It's it's really cool. I was really lucky to be a part. I mean, it's why I'm sitting here today, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're responsible for one of the greatest movie lines of all time, in my opinion. What's your favorite food?
Oh, yeah, Pez, cherry flavor Pez.
Yeah.
No question about it.
Yeah. It's so funny, you know, because I was sort of the, I was the fat kid in the movie, you know, I mean, it was like the husky kid. It used to really bother me when people would bring it up when I was like a young, when I was a teenager or like a young man in college, like, hey, there's a fat kid in Stand By Me. And, now I realize it's like such a, just an epic thing to be a part of, you know, it's like a classic. It's a classic.
It is classic. Yeah. It's a tearjerker too. I mean, I watched it a few years ago and it's just, it's great at seeing that particular time in childhood and then the passage of time as the movie carries on.
Yeah, it's really sad to watch now too because River Phoenix has passed and his character at the end of the film passes away and it's I find that to be sort of
it's a weird symmetry.
Yeah, it's very emotional watching it. I watched it on TV. I tried to show it to my kids and my kids who are 13 are just like, this TikTok is just, they have
no attention span.
It didn't hold their attention.
If it's, the fact that Stand By Me is longer than 20 seconds, they're done. and they keep, I tried to show them Stand By Me and they kept going over to the TV and trying to swipe to the next scene. And
so we got to cut movies down to 20 seconds now?
20 seconds. That's it. That's all we have. This segment is way too long right now.
We're visiting with Jerry O'Connell, who's in studio with us now. He's from Jerry Maguire, Stand By Me. You got several things going on. You got about 5 TV jobs going right now. So you got The Real Love Boat, right? Is that still going?
You know, The Real Love Boat is still going. It's on Paramount Plus right now. That is, you guys are too young to remember, but The Love Boat
was the original Love Boat. Hold on a second.
I'm going to explain to you whippersnappers, you TikTok generation, what The Love Boat is. It was a show where people hit the seas to find that lost love, that love that has evaded them, and this is the reality version of it, and it was really fun. My wife and I are the hosts, and we took our first cruise ever. I had never been on a cruise, and
I haven't been either.
I gotta tell you,
it's okay.
You gotta go on one,
it's
man.
It's not bad, is it?
It's the food's right there, the
All
room's right there. If you get the unlimited drink package, you're set. They do not overcharge you, and you can stumble back to your room.
And you're doing this reality show with your wife, Rebecca Romijn.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And there's like...
Does that ne'er-do-well John Stamos ever come around? Still hounding her?
He is out of the picture, as far as I know. Last time I went through her phone, there were no texts or anything. My wife has since changed her password.
That's smart.
So I haven't gotten in there.
Yeah.
So you don't know
what's happening.
No, I think they're...
Last we saw him, he was playing with the Beach Boys.
Yeah, he's an accomplished drummer.
He's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he really is. I can't believe this has become an interview about how amazing.
Back to the game show. Let's talk Pictionary. Let's talk about Pictionary.
That's on him.
He's way hotter than me. What do you want?
No, he's not.
More successful. No, he's definitely richer than me.
Jerry, no, don't go there. Don't go
there. Down.
Let's talk about Pictionary.
I agree with you.
Stay in a happy place.
Listen, I don't know why my wife made the choices my wife made. I think it was a mistake.
You know what? It worked out in your favor.
It did.
So. That's right.
It did.
My wife dropped his name from her name, and I actually wanted to take it.
You wanted to take his name?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want that clout.
Jerry O'Connell Stamos.
I have no clout.
All right, you got Pictionary also is another project that you're doing here, and it's on Channel 27 here locally.
It is on Channel 27 here in Dallas. It's fun to come to Dallas. I come here once a year. I have a group of friends that I moved to LA about 20 years ago, and I hooked up with a group of guys who were SMU graduates, and we like to drink, and we like football, and I've been to a number of SMU homecoming games, Conference USA all the way.
They're American Athletic.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, are they American Athletic?
Yeah, that's okay.
It's hard to keep track of.
Conference USA, yeah. American, it's, yeah.
Oh,
John Stamos would have known that.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Stop it
again.
Stamos,
I mean,
stuff.
Yes, he knows all the conference names. Hold on a second. I have one question about Conference USA. Did they rebrand or did SMU change conferences?
No, they've been in the American Athletic for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is Conference USA in my head? Maybe because
it's
I have a shirt.
American,
that says,
because
USA,
we live in the USA, it's, and it's like you're
maybe it's because North Texas, our alma mater, is going from Conference USA to the American. Maybe that confused.
Yeah, you were thinking of their North. Their
I'm really ashamed. I mean, this is
no, don't be ashamed.
You can edit this part out, right?
No. This is live.
Are the Chargers going to make the playoffs?
The Chargers are not going to make the playoffs.
Okay. Way to go, George.
I live in Southern California. I do root for the Chargers when I'm in Southern California. I say that because I'm originally from New York, and I am actually, this is going to weird you guys out, and you're going to get even more grossed out than the fact that my wife is no longer with John Stamos and with me. I'm a Jets fan, actually, in my heart.
Oh, okay. No, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Which this weekend is going to be fun, because if they beat the Vikings, they could make a run for it, and we're going to see how Mike White plays. Mm-hmm. I think he's a good quarterback. Man, I am really pulling for your Cowboys. I really, I don't think they are going to have to go through Philadelphia. I don't think they're going to have to go through Minnesota. I think San Francisco is going to. Yes. We got some old school 90s NFC football happening all over again. Let me tell you something. Not just the NFL, the world is right when the Cowboys and the Niners are playing in an NFC championship.
Yeah, there's
that's when
for knowing that. Yeah.
That's when things are correct with the world. That's how we know we're back on track. I'm actually not even kidding. I'm salivating. I'm salivating.
It's just funny cuz the Cowboys haven't been to an NFC championship game in 27 years.
No, absolutely. And I've been there for all of them. Listen, I play a lot of fantasy and I have over the years had a lot of Cowboys on all my squads, and it wasn't until Pollard. Thank you. And by the way, such a bargain. Everyone was drafting Ezekiel before Pollard, and we just knew as Cowboys fans
You were smarter than
He was going to be the guy. I even start Gallup. That's how
he's coming on too.
Yeah. It's really It all starts with that defense, though, as well. I'm really excited.
Maybe a Jets-Cowboys Super Bowl.
Hey, listen.
They're both in the USA Conference.
Hey, and
Conference USA.
And I want to say something else. Dak Prescott was just yesterday faced with some difficult questions from the press, and I thought he really
handled it well.
He really handled it well, Dak's and it's best. What true leadership looks like. And He's great not only on the field but also off the field. I thought he handled himself really well.
Yep.
And all these issues will be covered
on Pictionary
on Channel 27.
All we talk about is Dallas fantasy football.
We base it too on like Channel 27.
Well, thank you for coming in studio, Jerry.
I appreciate you guys. By the way, full disclosure, I walked in. Your kitchen is amazing here.
Yeah, thank you.
Fabulous Cafe.
I had a ticket.
Huh? George put that together.
I poured myself a coffee. It's very high quality coffee. And then I was told I had to pay for it. And I was like,
nah, you don't have to pay for it.
I'm not paying for anything, man.
You're Hollywood royalty.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Jerry O'Connell. Watch him on Pictionary. Thank you for coming in studio.
Appreciate you guys.
Sure.
Thank you. That was great.